Irish voters are being asked to decide on a change in the Constitution, which the government says will give stronger rights to children. Polls opened at 9 a.m. local time this morning and will close at 10 p.m. this evening. Those in favor of the amendment say it will strengthen child protection legislation, but opponents of the measure claim it will hand too much power to government agencies. Lydia Kane spoke with David Quinn from the Dublin-based Iona Institute for Religion and Society.
For our listeners who don't know much about the referendum, perhaps you could briefly explain what it entails.
This referendum has been in the offing for quite some years, and endless discussions about what the wording should be and so on. And I suppose the main issues would be, for people who might be a little bit sceptical about it, is it needed? And would it give the state too much power of intervention in the lives of families? Too much power to override the decisions parents might want to make about their kids. The proponents of it say it's necessary because the state at the moment can't offer sufficient protection to children who are in very bad situations. Okay, so they're kind of, I suppose, the two poles of the debate in terms of where people on both sides are coming from.
Sometimes with regard to referendums, the Irish people sometimes are sometimes a bit confused as to what they are voting for. Do you think this is the case in this referendum?
Well, you see, a person who votes in favour of this, or who might be thinking of voting against it, thinks possibly they're voting against child welfare. And who wants to vote against child welfare? And there's wording in the referendum that says, or at least the amendment to the Constitution, that says, when decisions about kids have been made by court, the decisions have been made in a child's best interest, and who could possibly be against that? It's also, as I say, claimed that the state at the moment, because of the Constitution, can't offer children sufficient protection. Now, I think this inflated claim has been made actually on both sides about this referendum. I think that the yes side are exaggerating the extent to which the state is prevented from removing kids from families who have been abused and are neglected. The state already has that power. They're also claiming that children's rights are not recognised in the Constitution at present, which is also not true. The Constitution explicitly mentions the natural and imprescriptible rights of children. And they also have almost all of the same rights that other citizens have simply by virtue of being citizens. The kind of rights they don't have are the rights commonly associated with adults, the right to vote until you're 18. For example, lots of rights are age-activated in that way. So there's a lot of exaggeration and caricaturing of the present constitutional arrangement going on. But on the no side, I think that there are inflated claims being made about what power this amendment will give the state. That there's claims, for example, that it will give your 15-year-old the right to privacy so that you can see if they're, receiving inappropriate texts from people or sending inappropriate texts or on Facebook bullying people and that kind of thing, this phenomenon of cyberbullying. And it's my opinion and the opinion of others that the amendment simply is not going to allow that kind of power to the state. I think personally that the amendment is fairly modest in scope. I don't think it will allow an overly interventionist model by the state. So I think the stakes in the referendum are not particularly high, and it's probably for that reason that the Catholic hierarchy here came out with a statement cautiously in support of it the other day.
I was just going to come to that very point. They did come out with that statement. Do you think, in coming out with that cautious statement, do you think that it'll persuade Catholics to vote in favour?
Well, I think Catholics are probably pretty much voting in favour anyway, because the last opinion poll showed about 70% support and only 4% against. Now, 4% against is so tiny. There might be some people, again, embarrassed to say they're going to vote no because it sounds like they're against children's rights. So I don't think Catholic support for this was much of a problem. If there had been a close race, then the bishops coming out in favour might have been a decisive intervention. But nonetheless, those Catholics who are nervous about it and wonder if it shifts the balance too much from the family and too much towards the state, I think can be reasonably reassured by what the hierarchy had to say the other day. I mean, there are some Catholics who would be against this thing because they do in all conscience think it gives too much power to the state. I mean, I don't happen to be one of them. As I say, the bishops are not among them either. I respect those who are against this. If they sincerely believe it's giving too much power to the state, then they must speak out against it. But I simply don't think it's going to do that. I think it will strike a correct balance between parents and the state, and I don't think it will give the state excessive power.
Do you think when they're coming up with these referendums, how much do you think people are thinking about the actual family, implications of the family, challenges to the family?
Probably not half as much as they should. I mean, the main thing that we could do in Ireland, and in every country, by the way, is not to be messing around with the Constitution. It's except in extreme circumstances where the Constitution is genuinely an impediment to something. I think the two main things that we can do to help protect children is have an extremely good and efficient child protection system in place, okay, where there's proper accountability and it's run properly. And secondly, and more importantly, protect the family itself. What's very striking is that if you look at the children in care in Ireland, two-thirds of them come from broken families. Okay, that's, you know, hugely disproportionate to the number of kids in broken homes in the general population. So obviously what you do to try and protect children is you do the best you possibly can to promote marriage above all, because the family base in the marriage of two biological parents, okay, that is the biological mother and father of the child, has been shown by research to be easily the safest environment for a kid. I mean, if you look at physical, sexual abuse and neglect, such instances are very rare in those families. They're much more common when a family breakdown situation has occurred, and the least safe place, or the least safe family situation for a child is to be living with the child's mother and a man who is not related to the child. Once that happens, the likelihood of abuse goes up something like 10 to 1. Now, it's still only in a small minority of those families where abuse will take place, but across a large population, you're going to be talking about a large number of cases. And there are more and more children, as I say, who suffer family breakdown, who have, you know, different adults coming into their lives and therefore exposing them to potentially abusive situations. So the number one thing we can do is actually promote and encourage marriage. At present in Ireland, 455,000 kids under the age of 18 are being raised outside marriage, commonly by lone parents. And it would be fairly common in those situations, you know, for a guy to be living in a house who is not related to the child and may not care too much about the child either.
Just one final question, David. How much do you think a referendum like this is being dictated by Europe?
I don't actually particularly think that's the case, because there's been talk about this referendum actually going back 20 years before there was, you know, any possibility of pressure on this score from Europe. I mean, obviously, if you take, you know, for example, the UN, like Ireland occasionally appears before the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child, and there's pressure exerted to change our constitution. And I don't know, I mean, I'm not particularly aware of any pressure coming from the European Union itself to do this. I mean, I have the impression there isn't, but possibly I'm being naive. But even if there is such pressure, I'm simply not persuaded that the amendment that will be before the people on Saturday is going to be a decisive referendum that gives the state too much power. I just don't believe it'll do that. And that's, by the way, one reason why the Iona Institute has not got involved in this debate. I think we're, you know, quite relieved, in fact, that the original wording devised in 2010 by our parliament, which was much more radical, that's been greatly moderated. And that's a matter of some relief.